Are there any benefits when it comes to generosity, and what are those benefits? Today we are going to talk about the promise of generosity. We could also say the benefits of generosity. And see, as we discussed yesterday, our motive is so important when it comes to generosity. The why is more important than the amount we give or to who we give. The motive is very precious to God, and God always wants us to give cheerfully. And we should never give just to get again. But the Bible also makes it clear that God will always provide for us, and that there are benefits that come with being generous. It says in Proverbs 11:25, the generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. So here we see, when you live with a generous soul, when you are always generous, and when you are on the lookout to water other people by being a blessing to them, you will be watered too. See, you will never be able to outgive God, because God is a giver and he is the most generous being there is. So you can always know that when you are generous and when you are a blessing to others, God will also take care of you. The Bible also says in Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So first of all, I want to remind you that whenever you give, whenever you sow into the kingdom of God, that money will leave your hand, but it will never leave your life, because it is an eternal investment that you make into the kingdom of God. Because that money will help people or ministries or churches to get the gospel out. So it is an eternal investment that we make when we sow into the kingdom of God. And that is how we need to see it. But Jesus said here that when we seek the kingdom of God first, everything else we need will be added unto us. And I can tell you that it will be added unto us in abundance because of the nature of God. So we see here that whenever we sow, we will reap as well. And we don't reap just so that we can have more. We reap so that we can sow even more. The Bible also says in 2 Corinthians 9:6, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. So let me ask you today, have you been sowing sparingly or generously? Because sometimes the answer to that can be found in what we have been reaping, in our harvest. If we are reaping sparingly, it might be because we have been sowing sparingly. But if we sow generously, we will reap generously too. And that will enable us to be even more generous and an even bigger blessing to people around us. You see, God wants us to be generous, but there's so many promises that come with that generosity. One of them is with tithing. You know, some people think that if they tithe, they're going to be poorer. But everyone in the Bible who tithed actually got richer. And Abraham is the prime example of that. So God wants us to be generous, but he promises that he will take care of us and that we will reap generously too. So remember these promises, and more importantly, remember that you are highly favored and deeply loved.